Hi, my name is Nanette Weinhold, and I'm the capstone coordinator at Basalt High School.
And I'm Suzanne Fitzgerald, and I'm the capstone coordinator at Bridges High School.
So what is a capstone? What really is a capstone project?
So a capstone project in our district is an opportunity for a senior to explore something that they're interested in, that they're not learning about necessarily inside of school. It's a self-directed project, so nobody's really telling them what they have to do, when they have to do it. They get to design their own project and hopefully explore something that they're really super interested in learning about, something new, or expanding on some knowledge that they may know a little bit about. And then we ask them to work with someone from the community that's an expert in that field.
And what is the purpose on having this? Like, there's any purpose?
Yes, I would say kind of just similar to what Nanette said. It's a chance for students to really explore something that they haven't had an opportunity to explore as deeply within their classes, and maybe something that is brand new to them. Maybe it's a career that they're looking into doing. Maybe they want to develop a skill and they want to explore that greater, or if they're really artistic and they want to create something and that they feel passionately about, and also then meet someone within the community that could help them explore that topic further, where they wouldn't have normally have had access to that within their school.
And this is for who have to have like this capstone project? All kids do need to do it? Mm-hmm. Who are the kids who need to do it? Or
it's a graduation requirement.
It is. It's a graduation requirement at all the different high schools in the Valley. So all seniors have to complete it before they graduate.
And this has to be, well, I know that you guys have, that you guys said it's something they can probably interested to learn more, but probably this is going to help a kid. Either want to be like a teacher, or they want to be part of the communications or something. This kind of support for them, but how you can help the kids to really to find something, because sometimes it can be hard, you know, for teenagers to know, like, this is really what I want to do. How you guys help teenagers to find out what they're really looking for?
Definitely. That's really a great question. And Nanette and I are just shaking our heads at each other like, yes, you have hit on what is really challenging for a student to know. And so we spend a lot of time, actually, Nanette and I, one of the things we do in our role is to have some of those conversations with students. Sometimes we set up classes with students, one-on-one meetings, in order to help them explore just what you said. Like, what would they be interested in? What are their hobbies? What are their interests? What are their goals after high school?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll just start by asking a student, well, what do you do in your free time? And then from there, we just start a conversation, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in this, and I'm interested in that. But I also want to add, sometimes it helps students figure out what they're not interested in. I've had students work with young children and decide, I don't want to do anything with children, because it was so challenging for them. So,
and can kids use this capstone project as an internship or no?
Yes, I think they definitely can. I mean, I've had students that have done like service hours with different organizations, and I think an internship would be a great opportunity if they could find something like that. It would be a great start to whatever their next steps are after high school.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking about can be challenged for kids to find out what they're looking for, but it is hard to find volunteers to help with, because how many students you guys have to work with?
Well, so far, I have to say the community's been really generous. And every time I've certainly asked someone, they've said yes. And I think that there's just a lot of people in this valley that want to participate in what's going on in public education right now. A lot of times students do know somebody and they will ask the adult themselves. And what's your experience, Suzanne?
Yeah, I would say mine's the same, is that everyone's been really supportive, and the mentors we'll hear from and the community experts today were the same, where they were just like, sure. They've looked at it as sometimes an opportunity to just get a student engaged in something new in the community. And other organizations that have volunteer hours and community service hours as options, they are really excited because we send them with a lot of students that are willing to put in some community hours.
So the students can choose or can pick the mentors, or
yes,
they need to do it, or it's a choice they decide to do. Or like you guys can help them, or they have to find the ones.
Both. If the student already knows kind of what Nanette said, if they already have somebody in mind, they can use that person. Sometimes students have a hard time with finding a community expert, so then we point them in a direction.
Mm-hmm. And let's say I have this amazing friend, or I have someone in my family have like really good experience doing this, let's say construction. And I want to learn about a little bit more about construction. Can I use someone in my family to create this capstone project?
Well, you can use them, I guess, but we do ask that students don't use a parent or a teacher as their community expert to really explore developing a relationship with someone that they don't know. You know, go out of their comfort zone a little bit. And I think that's one of the hardest things for kids sometimes is to know how to talk to an adult that's not a family member or a teacher. So it's a really good experience for them.
And community expert, you've been using that word, and probably someone in the community is like, I'm not an expert in anything. So everybody have unique skills. But how you can invite that part of the community to be more involved with the schools and the kids?
I guess I think there's just so many amazing things that happen in our community and people that are willing to be mentors for young people. You could also think of it, if people aren't feeling like an expert, I think there's so many ways for people to be mentors to young students, like, or and to high school students that are about to be in the world. They really need a lot of that real world knowledge of like, this is what things are going to be like as soon as you graduate, or here's my experience in this field. So in that way, they are experts. They're experts in what it's like to be in their field of work.
Mm-hmm. So. And this project, how many hours or how authentic has to be this project, this capstone project?
So we use this field work log where students record how much time they put into their project. And we ask for around 30 hours of time.
And there is any, like, I don't know if there's any rules that you guys have, can say, you know, this project doesn't have the same passion. How you guys evaluate this project? There's anything like, any rules for the capstone project? I don't know if I can make it more clear.
Yes, that's a great question. And there was a lot of time. I think we were both involved in that process of how will the project be graded? And there's a committee of people that read the proposals, sometimes just within the school or within the district, where everybody looks at proposals to make sure that when the student submits the proposal, that it's a solid project. And then there's a whole rubric. It might even be on the school district's website for the way that the project is graded.
Yeah, and we ask students to write the proposal their junior year. Then they choose a community expert, and once they start the project, they fill out the fieldwork log, and they document like what they did, their process. And then we have them present, hopefully to an authentic audience. We have like a film screening and a book reading and some other events at the different high schools where students can present their project, and then they write a reflection. So there's kind of six parts to the whole process.
And what happened if a student by chance in junior year said, you know, I want to do this capstone project, but in senior is like, forget about that.
That happens all the time.
It does.
Back there over the summer, it's like, oh, I've been thinking about it a lot and I want to change. And that's fine. We'd rather have them do something that they really want to do.
Yes.
That sounds good. Yeah. I was kind of scared because I changed my mind all the time. I was like, oh, sometimes the kids do it too. So I was like, but that's a really good thing. You know, they can change it. There's any time, any amount of times they can change it, or just like they can change it. How many times if there's changed their mind?
I guess that, I mean, we really would. I would just echo what you said. I'd really rather them do something they want to do. Mm-hmm. So I think when we start getting, you know, past into second semester, we would start getting a little worried if they were going to keep changing it and changing it. There might be a conversation as we got mm-hmm. into spring of like, I don't think there's any more changing now. You've got to pick something.
And I asked before about the internship, but if I'm probably a teenager is already doing an internship, could that internship be a capstone project?
I think so. Sometimes it's a little tricky because we want them to do something with the knowledge that they gain from the internship, whether it's presenting or, you know, I don't know, but just expanding on that experience.
And what is the learning stretch in this capstone project?
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
To me, that's like the best part. Okay. Because, you know, this is where a learning stretch is where students have to kind of take a risk and do something that they wouldn't just do normally in their daily life, and to challenge themselves. And it could be anything from learning a new skill. But sometimes it's just managing their time, you know, because they don't have that skill and they have to complete this before the deadline so they can graduate. It's always interesting to me what students write in their reflection about what they actually learn, because sometimes it's about the process, not necessarily the content. What do you think, Suzanne?
I would totally agree with that. I think one of the best parts of this for me is reading that reflection. And they do say things like, well, I set out to learn this, when in reality, I learned so many different things about how to talk to an adult that is not my family member. How do I set up appointments? How do I commit to completing something by a date and following through with that? So
That's really interesting. I've been hearing a lot about capstone projects, but I never thought about the background, about the process. Mm-hmm. And other question is probably thinking as a mom, my kids will be like, oh, can we choose this specific teacher in the school? Because we love the way we interact with this teacher and we really don't want to talk with more people in the community. Can the kids do that? Can they pick a teacher in the schools or no?
We discourage against it because one of the valuable things, they're going to have to leave high school and there's not going to be any teachers. They're going to have to talk to people. And so it's a really safe opportunity to learn how to do that and how it works. And I think that a lot of high school kids are afraid to talk to adults. So I don't know how else they're going to have that experience, except for just doing it.
In case that any student in case that any student decide to finish the capstone project in junior, can they do it in the junior year, or they have to wait until senior?
We typically have them wait at until senior year. I mean, I think at most they might write their proposal at the end of their junior year, but it's kind of goes back to what you said already, is people just change their minds. And I haven't had an experience yet with a student that's finished it early or wanted to do it throughout their junior year.
Yeah, we do give students an opportunity to do it over the summer. And there's some online ways that you can put your information in there during the summer and complete it. Ideally, we'd like to, it's the culminating project of their whole academic career. So ideally, we'd like it to be during that final year.
this capstone can be a more cost for the parents. Like, the parents can put more money in that project, or like it's gonna be any cost for the parents to do this capstone project.
No, I haven't seen that. Usually within their project, we have them create a budget. Mm. And we say, what is this going to cost you? And do you have a plan for how you're going to earn that money? What are some of your thoughts for that? So we have them put together a budget. And I have not heard yet of any parents saying, oh, I had to pay a bunch of money to help my student get all of these things done.
So. And they're learning some financial pieces, budgeting. Right.
Mm-hmm. We do offer a $100 scholarship to any student mm-hmm. that could benefit from that. So, but there was one student who wanted to learn about beekeeping, and she told me the other day she spent like $900 on her project, but she is so glad that she did. She's even taking her bees with her to college.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just something that she loves and wants to continue doing. So it was a worthwhile investment, is what she told me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you said that, because I realized I had some students that wanted to make music. So they were wanting to put beats together and make a song. And they did the same thing. They spent their own money, though, because they were wanting to create a studio. So they like priced out, you know, and so they priced what they needed to buy to record. So Yeah, I think if they're really passionate about it, I've watched them find the money and raise the money.
Mm-hmm. So going now to the proposal, who approves that proposal? And later, who grades my final capstone project? That's kind of two questions that I have for you.
Well, at Bridges, I think we do it slightly differently, but it's a similar process. All of the teachers read their proposals at Bridges. And we look at them in small groups sometimes. And then at the end of the year, the teachers all have a say. We all commit to grading at least 10 proposals or 10 projects so that each student has like 3 grades. But we have a smaller student population, so it's a little bit different.
It's the same at other 3 high schools. The teachers get together on one day, the staff, the admin, the teachers, and break up into small groups. And they grade the student projects, or they grade the students' proposals. But we also use the same process for the portfolios. It just takes a little bit more time. There's more to look at. And they put together a digital portfolio, which is really cool, something they can take with them. It looks very professional.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What happened if my capstone project doesn't go the way they are planning it to be?
That's awesome, because that's what happens in the real world. We don't always have control. And that's a good learning experience for a student. You know, mm-hmm. we have to sometimes adjust, be flexible, be creative.
And that's the purpose of their reflection, right. Is that very question. Did your process go the way you planned? Did you have to change anything with your project? And explain why.
And what happened if I don't complete my capstone project?
You don't graduate.
Yeah, it's a graduation requirement. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to end this interview with you guys with something negative. I want to bring something positive. So anything good that you want to share about this capstone project? Any story that you guys want to share? Something that you see in your students that you really want to share up to the community? Why is this so important for you? Something good that you've been learning with this capstone projects?
I've just gotten to know students in such a different way than I would have before in terms of just their interests. And I love doing capstone so much just because of when I see a student that comes in and they start to talk about something they really want to learn about. Mm-hmm. And then watching them have the motivation suddenly to do more work than maybe I've ever even seen them do. And then they get really excited and they come away with really new knowledge that they had not anticipated. And they get excited about it.
Yeah, I think it's what I love about the whole project is that it's just an opportunity to get your hands dirty to, you know, really dig into something. And it's not like, it can involve research, but there's very little writing involved, actually. It's about having an experience that hopefully will better prepare you for the world outside of high school. And it's exciting to be a part of that. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for this interview, for this opportunity to have you here in the radio. It's just amazing. I learned a lot from you today. So thank you.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you.